up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be here with you again today. And we won't let the distractions of the power going out or the humming of the amplifier to disturb us. Because we are here to do the will of God, right?
Amen.
It is in the book of Hebrews, it says, it is written in the book of life that I have come to do thy will, O God. How many of us here want to do the will of God?
Amen.
Raise your hands. Amen. Okay, got to make sure that you're all listening. Good. Praise the Lord. I would like to continue a little further with the message I shared the other day. And we were talking about sound doctrine. Remember, I drew a picture of what sound doctrine is. That is the picture of the tabernacle. In fact, it's more than just a picture. It's the reality of Jesus Christ Himself. I would like us to turn, start off this morning. Let me get here. In Deuteronomy chapter
32.
And I would like to read from verses 1 to 3. Well, we could read through 4. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll read in Exodus 32, 1 through 4. Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy.
My mistake. I'll read in the King James, and then you can read in your Silvano Bible. It says, "Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he."
Hallelujah. Deuteronomio, capítulo 32, versículo 1, ngalis sa 4. Pamati o kamong mga langit, ug akong musulti, ug paminaw o yuta sa mga pulong sa akong baba. Ang akong pagtulunan, mga tagak ingon sa ulan. Ang akong sulti, mudaligdig ingon sa yamog, ingon sa ginagmay na ulan, nganhak sa lingkod ng mga hirba, ug ingon sa matalisik, nganhak sa mga sagbot. Tungod kay ako mumantala sa ngalan sa Ginoo, ihatag ninyo ang pagkadako ngadto sa atong Dios. Siya mao ang dakong bato, ang iyang buhat hingpit, kay ang tanan niyang mga dalan, mga paghukom, usa ka Dios sa kamatuoran, ug walay kadautan, maki angayon ug matarok siya.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we see in this word in Deuteronomy, that God has a doctrine. And that doctrine means instruction and truth. And it says in the word that it shall fall like the dew coming upon the ground.
Hallelujah.
But when we take it in the spiritual, that ground is us. How many of us want the doctrines of God, the truths of God, come falling upon us like the dew in the morning? Amen. Hallelujah. So we were speaking the other day where the Apostle Paul was instructing Timothy and as well as Titus the need to have sound doctrine. And we were talking that the word sound means healthy, alive. Something that has strength. And so I want to read to you also in John chapter 7. I want to read to you what Jesus said concerning doctrine. John chapter 7, we will read 16, 17, and
18.
Verse 16. Are you going to? All right. It says, Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine," now that's Jesus saying it, "my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. And if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him."
Juan capítulo 7, versículo 16 to 18. Sinsus mitubag kanila, umingon, "Ang akong pagtulungan, dili ako ah, apan kaniya nga mapadalakan ako. Kung sa bisan kinsa nga tawo mohimo sa iyang kabuhaton, siya mahibalo sa pagtulungan, kung kiniiya ba sa Dios, o kung ako nagsulti ba sa akong kaugalingon. Siya nga nagasulti may tungod sa iyang kaugalingon, nagapangita sa iyang kaugalingong himaya. Apan siya nga nagapangita sa himaya, niya kami padala kaniya, mao ang tinuod, o walay pagkadili matarong diha kaniya."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, in that scripture verse, it says that if any man desires to know the doctrine of God, if any man, it's God's responsibility to show it to you. But the key to God showing it to you is by you wanting to do the will of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now the other day we were talking about sound doctrine, and we were talking about false doctrine. And we were also talking about certain false doctrines, such as once saved, always saved. And there is another one that is similar to that false doctrine called ultimate reconciliation. Has anybody ever heard of the doctrine of ultimate reconciliation? Raise your hands if you have.
pagtulunan nga kung nadugtong na kas Ginoo, bahala ko nung bubiya ka basta kay ang Ginoo nakadugtong na nimo.
Well, praise God that you haven't.
Oh, salamat Ginoo kay wala ta makadugong niya na.
We're going to tell you what it is so that you can run far away from it. Okay, we have up here false doctrine.
Adunay dili tinuod nga pagtulunan.
And believe me, brethren, there is lots and lots and lots of false doctrine. But one of them is ultimate reconciliation. And remember now, when someone brings a doctrine, it may not be totally all false.
Kung adunay tawo magdala sa dili mao nga doktrina, dili nimo matigdan.
If you can bring a little truth, but if you mix it with a lie, does it make a truth or a lie?
Kay ang ilang himoon, ilang musulti sila og daw tinuod, pero daghan kayo ang dili tinuod.
It makes it a lie, right? Say I have a big glass pure cold water right here. And it is hot outside and you haven't drank anything for 3 days. Would you like to take a little drink of that water? Pure water? But say I put just a little bit of poison in it. Filters down through the water. It still looks clear. Would you want it? Would you want it? No. No, because whatever is in that water is the thing that will put death into your body. And I want to tell you something also. That the devil is working overtime to bring all types of false doctrine into the church. Do you know where the scripture verse is for that? It's in Revelation chapter 12. See, the devil knows his time is short. And he knows that God is going to do something that is going to bring forth the man-child that will destroy the devil and all the works of darkness. And in chapter 12, verse 15, it says, "And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood." Amen.
Amen.
Now you all have experienced floods here, right?
Yes.
Would you drink that water?
Huh?
Would you drink flood water? Because it's a mixture of not only water, but mud, debris, All sorts of germs and diseases. So when we read here in Revelation 12, we're seeing that when the devil is sending out a flood of dirty water, it's a mixture. Water represents the word of God. But it's mixed with all sorts of uncleanness. Thus becoming a false word or false doctrine. Now, the doctrine of ultimate reconciliation they take it from the scripture verse that says that God came into the world reconciling the world back unto Him. That scripture verse is true to the point that all that believe on the name of Jesus Christ, that is, that God first comes and knocks at the door of our hearts, and He thus is reconciling you and me back to Him. Amen. It goes the same in Ephesians, where it says, "You who were once dead in sin and trespasses, you has He quickened and made alive." But the false doctrine of ultimate reconciliation says that God is reconciling everybody back. There's not going to be anybody in hell. That everyone is going to come into the kingdom of God. Even the devil himself. That's a false doctrine. That's a false doctrine. Because the Bible says you must be born again first to see the kingdom of God. And you also need to be born of water and of spirit to enter into the kingdom of God. And that speaks of obedience to the word in order for that fulfillment of that promise that He is reconciling us back to God. Do you know that in order for you to accept false doctrine, there must first be sin in your life. There has to be a weakness. There has to be a door for the devil to come in to deceive you with some sort of false doctrine. Hallelujah. I want to share with you, there was a man that came to our fellowship some 30 years ago. Well, in fact, there were four or five families that came into our fellowship group.
upat o lima ka mga pamilya nga kauban nila sa mga pagsimba.
And they came in, they came from a Pentecostal church.
Gikan sila sa Pentecostal nga simbahan.
That had all sorts of strange and false doctrines.
Unya daghan kayo ang mga dili gyubao nga mga pagtulon-an nga naa diha.
And they were a mess.
Unya tungala sila.
Amen. Have you ever heard of the doctrine of Jesus only? Raise your hands, you know. That you should only do everything in the name of Jesus only? If you don't? That if you don't baptize someone in saying the words in the name of Jesus, then they're not baptized. And the Word of God says in several different places, some people baptized in the name of Jesus. Some baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But they took a word and they built a doctrine on it.
Ilang gikuha kanang maong pulo nga aron ilang mapa pagusgan og maayo ang ilang hiwi nga doktrina o pagtulunan.
And so they came into our midst, and as soon as we began to preach of the end time, all they could do was, what about Jesus only name?
Unya samtang siya nagawali niya na sa mahitungod sa katapusan ng panahonan, nibabag sa isang asangalan na ganyan ni Jesus.
And it wasn't only in what they were saying, it was the spirit in which they were under.
Dila kaingon na sila nagasulti nini, nginana nga mga pagtulog ko nini, espiritu ko nini nagapamuhat sa kinasunuran sa tao.
And one by one, these families fell away within a year's time.
Unya, isa-isa nalanam sila o kawala sa maong ilahang panagtigo.
Except for one man.
Nagawas lamang sa usang tao.
Loved him dearly. Still do. But one day he started getting hung up on a certain scripture verse. And he said and it was in Hebrews chapter 13. And which talked of Jesus going outside of the camp. He said, we don't need this tabernacle. He said, because Jesus went out of the tabernacle outside the camp. You know, people latch on to the Word of God, and a spirit latches with them to take them away from the truth. And every time we came, he kept telling us that scripture verse. Telling us that we were studying the tabernacle too much. And within a year or two, he just drifted off from us. We met him 15, 20 years later. He's still on the same scripture verse. But you know what else happened to the man? He came under this teaching of ultimate reconciliation. And I want to tell you, there's various degrees of ultimate reconciliation. Someone could come in here and start telling you all about God's love and God's grace. Amen. Isn't that a truth? Doesn't God love us? You know, the devil's not going to come in here and say, I am the devil. You all go, get out of here. No, but he can come as an angel of light. And people that have this doctrine will come and they will not say, I'm teaching you ultimate reconciliation. But God loves everybody. God's grace is for everybody. You know, just accept everybody. And it's a spirit that unless you discern properly, you can come under it if you believe it. And believe me, we have seen this doctrine go throughout the whole face of the earth. Hallelujah. Well, if you get, sometimes you can get into this doctrine and it becomes more hardcore. And this man had gotten so far into it. He had little business cards printed up with his website. And telling everybody about that God is going to reconcile everybody, including the devil. Hallelujah. You know where ultimate reconciliation came from? You know who is the biggest propagation of false doctrine? It's the Catholic Church. Did you know that? Okay, does anybody... Well, I forgot, most of you were not raised in a Catholic church, right? But they have a doctrine called purgatory. How many of you ever heard of purgatory? How many of you ever heard of purgatory? Raise your hands. Okay, several of you have and some of you haven't. Well, in the Catholic Church, and believe me, I'm telling you the truth because I sat under the Roman Catholic Church for 27 years of my life. And more earlier than later. And the Catholic Church tells you when a person dies, you go to purgatory. You know, in all the years I was in the Catholic Church, they never really said when a person dies, they go to heaven, they go to purgatory. And purgatory is a place where you stay until all the sin is cleansed out of you. And people praying for you. And people paying for masses for you. You know, they never really quite told us how many years we'd be there. Whether it be 10 years, 50 years, 1,000 years. But To tell you the truth, it's what keeps people in bondage is false doctrine. Yeah, I go, you know, I've talked to a lot of Catholics in my life since I was born again. And you find that many are held by these false teachings or doctrines.
Hallelujah.
In fact, in the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon wrote that there's no new thing under the sun. The devil just keeps remanufacturing his deception and repackaging it in many different ways. The Bible tells that we will be with the Lord if we follow on to know Him.
Nga ang Biblia mismo nagaingon nga kita makauban niya sa tubig nga Dios kung kita bidawat sa tubig kaniya o musunod nga tubig kaniya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There are certain scripture verses that speak of other false doctrines.
Adunay.
And
ayon sa mga kasulatan nga nagasulti ka nato mahitungod sa
the other one, it's in Revelation 3, talks of the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Nicolaitans. I think I have it spelled. Might be a little wrong. How many of you have heard of the doctrine of the Nicolaitans? Revelation chapter 3. Hallelujah. And it's very interesting, you know, when you read of the seven churches in Revelation.
And
it is the word that came to these seven churches of the things that God had against them. And in Revelation chapter 2:15. We'll read 14 and 15 and 16. It says, but I have a few things against you, against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam. That's another doctrine, false doctrine, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Mark that in your Bible. There's things that God hates. And this one says he hates the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Go ahead, you can read 14 and 15, sister.
Pagpadaya Diyos, 14:15. Apan ako, may diyutay ng mga butang na bako kanimo, tungod kay anaadiha kanimo, sila nga nag-upos sa pagtulungan ni Balaam. Kinsa mitudlo kang balak sa pagbutang ubusa ka pandulan sa tubangan sa mga anak sa Israel sa pagkaon sa mga butang sa sakripisyo ngadto sa mga Dios-Dios o sa pagbuhat sa altar pakighilawan. Kinsa sa tamang paagi ikaw sa nagbaton kanila nga nagtupon sa pagtulunan sa mga Nicolaita batok nga butang na ako gidontan.
And it says in verse 16, repent or else I will come unto you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth.
16. Pag hinulson, kay kundili, ako muanha kanimo sa kalit o makigaway bato kanila, pinahagi sa espada sa akong baba.
Now this word Nicolaitans is a Latin word. It's two words put together.
duha kini siya ka mga pulo nga gisumpay.
Niko means to have rule.
Ang pulo nga Niko, buti pasakot niya na ginumulahan.
Or victory.
Nagdumala or iyang dangon.
And laity means the people.
Og ang laity mao siya ang katawhan.
And we have taught a number of times here before concerning the divine order of God.
Ato na ning natun-an niato mga niadi nga mga katuigan mahitungod sa atong pagtuon, mahitungod sa pagtulon-an sa Dios.
But the first people that began to start believing this and instituting it,
ang padayon na natin kini pagtuon og ato kini nga tan-aon og maayo,
was the Catholic Church and all of their organization. At the top of the organization of the Catholic Church is the Pope.
Ang pinakataas na mo nag-gila sa una is ang Papa.
What's the next layer down from the Pope?
Kunya,
no?
Gikan sa Papa.
I think you have one of them here. Cardinals. Cardinals.
Gini nga lumala ka din sa pero Papa to sa Tora sa Roma na.
The next people are the bishops.
Kunya, katunayong nagdumala sa dumala sa mga ginani din niya ka ng
then you have the Monsignors. And then you have the priest. And at the very bottom is the laity. Now, the way that you can refute false doctrine is by the Word of God.
Amen.
In this huge organization throughout the world, they must go to the priest. The priest must go to the bishops. The bishops are under the cardinals, and everyone is under the Pope.
Hallelujah. Sa mga kardinal din ang tanan, katong tanan ang iyang pinakapangulo ang maong papa.
And if you're around Catholics, when they're near their priest, they call their priest Father.
Unya kon maglakaw-lakaw mga pare.
Father so and so, Father so and so. When I grew up, it was Father so-and-so. I got a few names, but I won't speak them. But the Bible says, it says, call no man Father, but your Father in heaven. Now, I'm painting a little picture about the Catholic Church. But you know where deception also is? False doctrine? Is in a lot of the Protestant churches, or I should say all the Protestant churches. And in all the denominations and denominations. We're only to have one head, and that is God.
Gusto man kun nato baigsoon kay butang sa ato kasingkasing kinabuhi mismo nga lahat dire kita usa ka Dios.
The Bible says there's only one mediator between God and man.
Usa lang yon ang magpatiliwala sa Dios o sa tao.
And it's the man Christ Jesus. So we can see very easily that this order is not of God. Isn't that correct? But a lot of Protestant denominations still have their heads and their layers of bureaucracy. And they all follow the similar structure.
And
they change the names, but it's still the same. Hey, that rhymed, didn't it? Huh? They changed the names, but it's still the same. That's a good thing to remember. Hallelujah. Because when you go on, now let us take the Assembly of God church. Isn't that what you would call a Pentecostal church? They don't have a pope, but they do have a president. It's a what? A general superintendent. General super. Then what's the next ones they have? District. And, yeah, they could have their district managers.
District.
What's that?
District manager.
Yeah, there's another name for them, but they have their same level of bureaucracy until they get down. Then they have their certain
presbyter is over the minister.
All right, a presbyter.
Okay.
Is over the pastor.
Then bishop or pastor.
District superintendent, bishop.
It's they have bishops. Okay, we can put bishops there.
Bishops.
Okay.
They don't use the term bishop in the U.S.
They don't. Do they use them over here? They use bishops here. That's right. Remember, Brother Rudy said there are bishops.
You are greater than the pastor.
Now remember, we're talking about false doctrines. And we see in the Word of God that God says He hates the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. So we're seeing it a little more defined, but I want to show you something else.
Ibabaw ang pastor punya congregation or miembro. Ako ni miembro, ako ni tao.
Pastor congregation.
Member. Pastor unya member.
What'd you say?
Member.
Members. Members here where the congregation is?
Yeah.
All right. Members.
Pastor, assistant pastor.
Elder.
There you go. Or you could put deacons.
Deacons.
Right? Yeah, there you go. Deacons. And you know, when you read it, it all looks good to the surface, doesn't it? Huh? I mean, the Bible says, well, when you read the English rendition, it says a deacon, but that's not the Greek word. Deacon means servant.
Ang diakono, ang buti pasabot sa original na pinulungan na is sulugon.
So to those of you that don't know yet, God never instituted the pastor system. Did you know that? That many of these churches, all the different names that you could think of, that have a pastor as the head of the congregation, is not in divine order.
Imong tanaw ni nana kung aduna lagani kung usang obligasyon o niya ang iyang giisip na usang ka taas kanto kaniya nang kini siya dinisibo sa gingharian sa Dios.
So how can we prove that?
Usaw ba nato ni pag
by Ephesians chapter 4
sa Epeso kapitulo 4
that the divine order of God
ang
the fivefold ministry
and
it's found in the tabernacle. Amen? With the boards in the holy place and holiest of all are held up by five bars.
Dili pa ka mapunti ito sa dapil sa balaan, imo makit-an kini mga kahoy nga nagababag.
And if we look into Ephesians chapter 4, hallelujah,
Ephesians kapitulo 4, versikulo 11 o 12.
We read here that it says in verse 11, and it says, and he, which is God,
it says,
he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some, now my English Bible says pastors, but it's the wrong translation. It means shepherd. Some shepherds
and teachers
for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. 11 and 12.
Ephesians 4:11-12. O siya mihatag sa pipila mga apostoles, o sa pipila mga propeta, o sa pipila mga evangelista, o sa pipila mga magbalantay o pastor o mga magtutudlo. Tusi, alang sa paghimpit sa mga balaan, alang sa buhat sa pagpangalagad, alang sa pagligon sa lawas ni Kristo. Amen.
So we see here that the pastor ministry is not even in the Word of God. It's a shepherd ministry.
Amen. Kung di mo tanaw niya sa rinang kapinulungan, kanang ingon niya na hatag ang Diyos, apostolis, o uban propeta, manalangta, o uban ibanglista, o uban pastor, inisiya buti pasabot nga, walang inisiya diya sa pulong sa Dios, kaya ang buti pasabot ini is kitawag siya o magbalantay yung shepherd, no? O magtutunlo na yun.
What does it say in just your Sobano Bible? Does it say pastor. Shepherd? Does it say pastors?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what a pastor is?
Yeah.
He's a keeper of cattle.
Pulong pastor, no? Kung kanaw niya is tawag siya ga.
Pastor. Pastor. Yeah, pastor. They keep cattle. And you ever see a pastor drive cattle? You ever see a farmer drive his cattle? Oh, yeah. My parents were farmers, and on my father's side, they used to have a big herd of milk cows. And every morning and evening they have to bring it from the pasture into the barn so they could milk the cows. And one of my cousins would get on a horse and they'd have dogs and they would push the cattle. Whack, whack. They would drive them. Push them in the direction they wanted to go. But now the true ministry in the Word of God is called the shepherd ministry.
Ang tinuod nga nagbantay diya sa panimalay sa Dios, gitawag siya og diha sa magbalantay.
And a shepherd, if you would see how shepherds tend their sheep, they don't drive, they lead, and the sheep follow after them.
Ang buot ng pasabot ni nga mao nga magbalantay, dili ingon nga iyang itukmod ang iyang mga karnero kundili ipasunod niya ang iyang mga karnero.
But we are programmed to think of pastors as being someone up here.
O God, gikan sa pagtuon sa Katoliko
as ministers.
Adunay daghawd-hawd o adunay gitaas sa maong kongregasyon nga maong nga pagkikuha dito sa konsepto sa mga pastor.
God doesn't want any of us to rule over any of us.
Kaya ang Dios kun mismo maigsoon, ang Dios magway makapagdumala. Ginata niya sa nakasulatan nga kung ano na dumalahan katulong mga marati tao ay pareha man ta nga gihimo sa panagway sa Dios.
So the word that we are bringing to you, that the true ministry of God is found in the tabernacle.
Amen.
With the five bars.
Ang hulagway niini naa diri sa mga tulda nga gipangluhan sa lima ka mga babag nina nga mao nga tulda.
And it's not an organization like this.
Dili ni siya usa ka grupo nga sama nang niana nga naa diri taas.
But I'll tell you another thing. There's churches that say, I am an apostle. I am a prophet. I am a teacher. What was the other one? I am a shepherd. And I am an evangelist. These words are found in the Bible. But they can be as misused as the word pastor or pope. Yes. Pardon me? It's pattern after the world corporate structure. Very good, Brother Burke. And the scripture verse is out of Matthew, what is it? Matthew 20, where the Lord said to his disciples, he says, the princes of this world have rule over one another, but it shall not be so among you.
Ang palang kasulatan sa Matthew kapitulo 5:20 na yun nga ang mga kagamhanan ni kalibutan na gustong magdumalahay sa matag usa pero dili ko gusto nga kini mahitabo kaninyo akong mga tinunan.
Hallelujah. And we have to come to that understanding, each and every one of us.
Og niabot kita niya nga mao nga pagpanabot nga igsoon sa matag usa kanato.
Young man, are you born again? Are you born again? Praise the Lord. I'm Brother George. What's your name?
Barak.
What is it?
Barak.
Barak? Barak. Oh, that's a good name. Brother Barak. We're brothers, right? We're brothers. Sister Medlin, I'm Brother George. God bless you today.
Amen.
We are brethren. There is certain endowments that God gives. Endowments, gifts.
Ano na ba mga gasa diha sa Ginoo?
Ministries.
Naay mga gasa diha sa pagtrabaho.
But ministries is a form of servantship.
Pero kana nga mao nga mga trabaho nato sa Ginoo.
I know these men over here and these sisters and the gifts that God has given each of them.
Iyang nahibalo na to sa mga gasa ni nining duha nato ka mga igsoon.
But we are all co-workers together when we go together.
Nga sila naguban sa pagpangalagad sa tubig ng Dios sa gani sila naguban-uban kung asa na pitnga mga nasol.
And when we come in among you, we are just co-workers together.
Amen.
Og samtang niabot sa niya, nagpareha ra niya pon ang iyang pagtanaw sa Dios ngadto kanila og ngadto kanato.
My responsibility is to give you what God has given me.
Amen.
Ang responsibilidad lang ang niya ni niya, unsa man adiantak sa Dios gagasa kanila mo, nga amo mayatag sa biyaha ninyo.
In the same way for you to give to me what God has given to you.
Og ora sa biyaha pon kini.
Hallelujah.
Makahatag usab kun ano may pareho sa Dios nga kanimo pwede nimo siyang ihatag usab ngadto kanila.
And we all have one commonality is Christ is our head.
Tungod
kay aduna mag-usa lang gyud nga nakapatigo nga nakapayo sa kaniga nato nga mao si Kristo Jesus.
That is why the doctrine of the Nicolaitans God hates.
Mao lay hinungdan nga ang doktrina nining Nicolaita gikadungtan gyud sa Dios.
When we were in India 25 years ago, We went into the remote villages and we met a lot of young people that had given their lives to God. And they would come up and ask for us to pray for them. And they said, "Pray for me, I want to serve the Lord." But you know, the problem was, when they were saying, "I want to serve the Lord," they were saying, "I want to be a pastor." I want to tell people what to do. It's a wrong spirit. It's a wrong thought. But all of us have to fight a spirit that would want to take us contrary to the Word of God. Everybody wants to be boss over everybody. Isn't that true? Huh? You're looking funny at me. Come on, don't some of you have contention and strife? The disciples did. They all wondered who's going to be greater. And two of the disciples, their mother got ahead of the rest of them to ask Jesus, "Can my two sons sit on your right and left hand?" Jesus had to sit them down and correct them. Alright, who wants to be the greatest here in the kingdom of God? Do you want to be great in the kingdom of God? Is that yes or no? Now see, when we go to India, when someone shakes their head like that, that means yes. So you don't want to be great in God's kingdom? Come on. Medler, do you want to be great in God's kingdom? Amen. Praise the Lord. How about you, brother? You want to be great in God's kingdom? Amen. And Jesus says, if you want to be great in God's kingdom, you must be a slave to all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That I acquiesce to you. That I think more highly of you than I think of myself.
Hallelujah.
But the problem is the fallen nature of man wants to rule. And you don't have to have a lot of money to rule. You can live in a little one-room house with a dirt floor. I'm the boss here. Whether it's a man or a woman. We have to fight that spirit. Hallelujah. I want to tell you a little story. When we were first working in our fellowship, we had a number of brethren with us. And I mean, this is what I'm talking about is one of the greatest diseases in the church. And one brother wasn't satisfied with what we were doing. And this one man came into our city. He was very, charismatic. So he wanted to join himself with this brother, and they wanted to start a little church. But something was wrong with the brother. And something was definitely wrong with the man that came to our city. Because the one was a pastor. And the other young man had pastoritis. He wanted to be boss.
Ang isa usab, aduna siya, kinaiya nga gusto siya, siya po mas gusto tahuron.
So they started this church.
Mao na nga nagsugod sila.
And all the little pockets of Christianity start running to it.
Unya daghan kayo na kadumog kini, nagmiwa dito kayo tumurag na siya ito, nagstikong sila nagkanto.
Oh, he was a very flamboyant preacher.
Tumog kayo, maayon malagin tumubulak, maayon kayo sa musulti.
And to the people in the congregation, they thought, this is great.
Unya, mingun na yung mga tao, uy, nindot mo wali, kini maayon ginitawhan na.
But the man's motivation was wrong.
Pero ang iyahang pagkatrabaho, ang iyahang
hallelujah. His motivation was wrong. And the other man started to vie and contend for a place of position. And the whole thing split. But you know who was the greatest collateral damage? Was the people that sat under that spirit.
And
I remember one young lady sat in that congregation that when it all blew up, she became very bitter. She wants nothing to do with God. That's why the world sees a lot of the falseness of church. Pastors. Which brings me also to the doctrine of Balaam.
Balaam.
We read about it in Revelation 2. And you need to study about Balaam. It says in the Word of God that Balaam brought a stumbling block to the people of Israel. He taught them to sin and to bring fornication into the camp of Israel. He had a spiritual problem. He loved money. He was motivated by money. But he was very religious about it. You have to read the story of Balaam carefully. Because when the king of Moab came, he wanted Balaam, who was a seer, to speak curse Israel. And so the king of Moab sent gifts to Balaam and said, come and curse Israel. Oh no, I can't do that. I can only speak what God says. And they brought him more gifts. And he says, no, I can only do what God tells me to speak. And then they said, I think they came a third time, and they said, and he still said no, but you know what Balaam did? I can't do that. But he goes to God, can I do it? Can I do it? Can I do it? And he gets on his ass, and of course, if you read the story, God used a donkey to speak to Balaam.
Ang gihimo ba ikso gihimo nini is ang Dios na gamit sa usa ka donkey o gamay ang kamayo.
And he cursed the donkey and the donkey spoke back to him.
Iyang gisulian ka tawag mao ang gamay kamayo niya nisulti pagbalik kaniya ang gamay kamayo.
And the donkey says, "Am I not your ass? Haven't I been a good servant?"
And he's
mad and hitting him.
And
then God showed him there was an angel standing in the way to stop Balaam. And it says in the Word of God that Balaam's way was perverse before God. Back to the pastor situation. People are motivated by many things.
It
can be for position, recognition, power, money. These are all an affront unto God. There's another one, and we won't go into it today, but it also says that God, that there is a doctrine of Jezebel. Another false doctrine. And Jezebel was married to Ahab, the king of Israel, in the Old Testament. But Jezebel really ruled. Women, don't be a Jezebel.
Mga babae, ayaw mo pa himong Jezebel.
Come on. Don't be Jezebel. Don't rule over your house.
Ayaw mo paghari-hari sa inyong balay, mga babae.
And husbands, don't be Ahabs. There's a divine order in God. But let me tell you of a spiritual insight about the doctrine, the false doctrine of Jezebel. The church should not be in rule over the church. Remember, a woman in the Bible is a type of a church. And so we are to learn that the Holy Spirit is head of the church. And everyone has a responsibility to submit to the Holy Spirit. And let God guide His church through the Holy Spirit. I see some of you young sisters get up here and begin to lead in praise. You need to submit yourself to the Spirit of God. So you just don't get up and go, "Oh, this is a good song." If you were up and you were leading a song, you should pray that the Holy Spirit leads you. Flows through you. The Word of God says that if any man speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God.
Hallelujah.
How many of you want to speak the Word of God? Raise your hand. How many want to speak the Word of God? All right? If you want to speak the word of God, you need to purify yourself.
Amen.
It says to sanctify yourselves and be ye holy, even as your heavenly Father is holy.
Amen.
Now this is a local gathering of God's church. A church isn't a building. The Greek word is ecclesia, meaning called out of the world. Called out. And so we have to understand that it is the Holy Spirit that wants to flow through us. Now we can go on and on of many false doctrines. I mean, there's so many of them. Hallelujah. There is something that is called the faith movement. Have you ever heard of that? Different ministries, especially in the 80s, 1980s, they were very, very, they were everywhere. But you can title them the prosperity doctrine. Oh yes. God will bless you. Name it and claim it. It's yours. Hallelujah. They were all over the TV and internet. Hallelujah. And yet it was so contrary to God's will. You can prove out every doctrine that's false by seeing if it fits in the tabernacle. Do you know why the prosperity doctrine doesn't fit in here? You know why? Right here, death to self. The Word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. They would have congregations in the United States that would pull out their wallets and raise them up to God. Bless us, Lord. Bless us. Ministries would say, if you give us so much money, God's going to bless you back tenfold. Do you know there's something called fleecing the sheep? Brother, there are so many false doctrines out there. How many of you ever heard of the Toronto blessing? Praise God, you've never been infected of it. People would come up and they would say, God has a blessing for you, and hit you. And you rise up and you start laughing and falling all over. Well, they rose up with another spirit, but it wasn't the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And you know, sometimes false doctrines mix with other false doctrines. How many of you ever heard of Benny Hinn Ministries? Huh? Have you heard of it? Anybody else here? Oh yeah. He wrote Good Morning, Holy Spirit.
Good morning, Holy Spirit.
You know, he comes and he would say, okay, I'm filled with the Spirit and I got a blessing, and he'd pray for you and then he'd smack you and you'd fall to the ground. You'd see him in a congregation, he'd wave his hand and the whole side of the congregation would fall on the floor.
Yeah. laparo ang iyahang kamot at tukod padulong ang mga tao.
And you know what? They did get something, but it wasn't the Holy Spirit. They came under another spirit. Do you know how hypnotism works? You've heard of hypnotism, haven't you? A hypnotist has no power over you until you open yourself up to that hypnotist. The only way the devil can have power over you is if you open up to him. Scripture verse for it. Romans chapter 6.
Roma kapitulo 6.
Let's read it. Romans 6.
Roma kapitulo 6.
Romans 6, I have to get there. And before I share that scripture verse, let me finish my story about this Benny Hinn. When we were in India, we were working with several young men.
Dito sila sa India, nagtrabaho siya, kauban niya mga bataon.
We were a lot younger too, so we were pretty young. They were probably a little older than your age, maybe another 5 years older. And this one man had tremendous potential in God. And one day we're there and he says, "What do you think of Benny Hinn?" Not God. But he was enticed by what he saw. And years later, we returned to India. And we were praying for people, and he was standing there. And we were praying for this woman, and he, bam! He goes, pa! The woman falls back. My goodness, Brother Bert was there. And we knew that somehow something was operating this man that was not right. When we got to the end of our trip, we ended up in his home city. And the spirit that this brother had taken on from his submitting to these ministries, Benny Hinn's ministries, had let loose all sorts of spirits in this fellowship. We're in there and they start playing the music. The drums are going. And there is a little boy, he was 12 years old, and he's playing the piano like zoo, 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 zoo. And all the while he's looking at us. Oh, who are these people from America, you know? And all the people in the congregation started going, 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 going. And all of a sudden, people started going under certain spirits. They weren't the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Then they went out and they started to boom, boom, boom. Hallelujah. Whole people taken by another spirit. Hallelujah. Something was wrong with the brother. He wanted some power. He wanted a position. that turned him from the way and out of the way.
Hallelujah.
So Romans chapter 6, it says here, let's see, I see 16.
This is size.
It says here that chapter 6 of Romans, know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness.
Romans 6:16. Wala ba kamo mahibalo na sa kinsa kamo nagtugyan sa inyong mga kaugalingon ng mga sulugoon sa pagsugot? Iyang mga sulugoon kamo ngadto sa kinsa kamo nagsugot, kung sa sala ngadto sa kamatayon o sa pagkama sinugdanon ngadto sa pagkamatarong.
Hallelujah. So whatever spirit you yield yourself, that spirit you become servant to obey.
Mauna nga, kung unsa man, kinala nga atong hibaluan na kung unsa man ang kinsa may magitahog ng Espiritu, na ikaw, mahimo nga sulugoon na nga mong Espiritu ha.
That's why Jesus said that you're to guard your heart diligently. Guard it diligently. Young men, guard your heart diligently.
Amen.
Huh? For out of it comes the issues of life. And you have to put to death this, what is darkness inside of us that has the possibility to make us go astray. There's many more we can go in, but time does not permit. But I want to just finish with this. What is your responsibility here? I want to tell you a story and then I want to finish with what I'm saying. When God brought us together in Dubuque where we live back in
1980,
and we grew as a fellowship, and people came and people went, and people started believing all sorts of things. Now, I went to God one day. The brethren in our fellowship split here and there, and I had looked over the previous 7 years, and I saw a lot of people come and go.
Kaya mo na matindang nga daghana na kabulag-bulag na mga tao niya. Iyan kita na pagbalik katong pagsugod nila sa pitong pagkamala.
And a lot of people became deceived, and a lot of people had a lot of problems, and the devil took them off.
Daghan mga tao nga na misipiat sila, o niya daghan mga tao nga si Satanas gikuha sila sa Satanas.
And I said to God one day,
o niya, maunang binuol ko sa Ginoo niya.
I said, God, a lot of these people have problems. But I got problems yet. What about me? Will I go off? And God spoke to me. He said, George, my word is keeping you. What did he mean by my word is keeping you? I prayed it for several days. And one day, God brought me the revelation of it. Hold that thought. I want us to go back to the very beginning of our 3 days here. Brother Bert spoke a scripture verse.
See, Brother Bert,
it's in the Old Testament. It says that without a vision, my people perish.
Right?
You know what's going to keep you all from error? It's the apostolic word of God.
You
hear what I'm saying? This word in the tabernacle. It is a revealed word of God that comes through the apostolic ministry.
Ang gipadayag nga pulong sa Dios nga gisulti sa pagpahimatngon sa mga katawhan.
You don't have to have an apostolic minister in your midst living with you, but you can follow the apostolic word.
Hallelujah.
So I encourage you, especially you young people that have not been here over the last 4 or 5 years that we have been coming. We encourage you. We brought a number of copies of the pattern for you to read. And that is what brought a foundation in my life. That keeps me from all false doctrines. So as I'm working a few days later, now I understand what God said. It is the apostolic word that was delivered to me. This understanding will keep me as I follow on and walking in this truth. It will keep me from error. And I believe it will keep you from error as you walk in the apostolic vision. The word that God is bringing to His church at this hour. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.